Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. We're in the studio today. It's so beautiful outside. And guess what? I have one of my faves, Zara Sadiq, in the building.
Hello, everybody.
And as usual, the queen of cool had to wear the shades. You can't even imagine that when she told me she was wearing the sunglasses. I said, why are you wearing the sunglasses? She said, because Monique, my lashes. And I said, girl.
My lashes are not done.
You know what I mean? All right. So, and that's how you know it's one of my girls because, you know.
Always.
So I wanted to, you know, have you here because it's something that was like on my heart, like how, you know, you came into my life and honestly as a mentee, but now you're like boss girl and running stuff. And we're going to talk about all your accomplishments and things like that and how this all came to be. And before I even get into that, I just want to say I couldn't do what I do for you if I didn't have a bunch of good mentors. So I actually wanted to shout some of those people out. And Twyla Page, Washington Muhammad, Diana Patton, Rhonda Sewell, Fletcher Word, Dr. Marvin Whitfield, Ryan Ramsey, LaDonna Jones, Winona Pryor Williams, Erica Leverett, and Marcus Harrison. I just love you guys. And I just want to tell you, because of what you guys did for me, I'm able to give that back to the next generation. And Zara is a product of that. So Zara, tell them where you're from.
I am from Orange County, California, but I moved to Toledo, Ohio, and I absolutely love it here. I'm here from when I was younger, and I've been raised in Toledo and Ottawa Hills, and it is such a special and beautiful experience.
And tell us how, you know, if it's not too crazy, how did you end up coming from Cali to Toledo?
Well, it's just work for my parents have been moving around. They had a crazy upbringing and story. I am actually originally from Afghanistan. So our whole family is crazy. And there's like 60 cousins. So it's a huge fam. So we have our fun, but there's definitely a lot of moving around.
Okay. And I know your parents have really great careers because Ottawa Hills is not cheap. Okay.
I'm very grateful.
But yeah, so how we came to meet is such a funny story.
So funny.
So very funny. So I was at Toll House like 3 years ago now? 3 years.
Yeah, almost four.
Almost four? Okay. Mm-hmm. For a TED Talk. And I'm listening to the talk, and she's there with her school, and I'm friends with the principal of your school. Mm-hmm. And he, like, I came to do some stuff, and you were in the audience with your classmates, and then I talked about modeling or something. Yeah. Oh, no, the principal said, this girl has a modeling agency.
And I heard the word fashion week and I came running.
Yeah. So I didn't even know that it mattered. I didn't know that anyone cared. But at that moment, when I was walking out the door, she ran up to me and said, what?
I was like, I love what you're doing. I'm inspired. I need to work with you. And I never even thought about modeling. I grew up so insecure. So I was like, I want to help assist you. I want to be backstage. And then Monique was like, girl, you're going to model. I was like, what?
And how old were you at that time?
I was like 14.
Yep. And I said, well, I got to talk to your parents. And your parents were so supportive. And I was like, you know, this is cool. Like, because you'd be like one of my, you know, first young people that just came in like, I want to just do this and you're going to mentor me. So I was kind of involuntarily made.
Yeah, definitely.
but let's talk about how that became a really huge thing.
Oh my God, it changed my life.
Okay. So in your words, what happened next? What happened?
Well, next, I definitely had to take the next steps to just prepping for modeling in general. You know, my walk was insane. My mom has videos of me, like 14-year-old me stumbling, and Monique just being like, what are you doing? What? I was insane. And then after months of practice, connections, just like really working hard, harder than I've ever worked, Monique has been such a, like, guided spirit along the way, just helping me build connections. She took me to New York Fashion Week 3 times, which is
had you ever
crazy.
Been to New York before that?
And I've never been to New York, and my mom got the call And I was like sobbing. I was like, what do you mean I'm going to New York Fashion Week?
And what's really cool was your principal invited me to speak at the school, mm-hmm. but then I missed the day. I don't remember how that happened. It was really weird. Yeah. And then the fashion program closed. And I was like,
and that is so sad. Our fashion and food department closed at our school, and it is really sad because of budget cuts, but we really hope to bring it back soon.
Yeah. But okay, even bigger than that.
Yeah.
So a year later, mm-hmm. after, you know, meeting you and everything, meeting you at a TED Talk, what ended up happening? You got to do your own TEDx talk.
I did. And it's just crazy how the full circle thing works.
Yeah. So Maumee Valley Country Day School mm-hmm. had, an application for...
Yeah, they had over 150 applicants applying to give TEDx talks in the community. That's not only students, but it's also advisors, teachers, just people in the Toledo community. And me and my brother actually both applied, and I didn't even know he was applying. And then I got it, and I was like, what? Because my brother is such a mentor to me. He's at Harvard right now, so he's super intelligent, and I just am so inspired by him. But I was like, what? Like, I got it? Like, who cares what I say? And I talked about modeling and being a woman of color in the modeling industry and growing up in a primarily Caucasian community and just learning how to love myself and my ethnic features. And it was such a great outlet because for modeling, I was like, okay, people think I'm pretty. Awesome. Thank you for hiring me. But I'm like, does anyone care what I have to say? And I started talking, and it was great. And then Monique gave me the opportunity to talk on the runway at Fashion Week.
So they actually called me to ask her to speak in New York Fashion Week and do the same TED Talk mm-hmm. in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, this is a girl that I met at Hapstance at a Toledo social club. And it was just like I'm very honored and blessed to be – not even 40 yet, one year away, and have my own mentee. Like, because I literally was raised by Toledo people.
Yeah.
Like, I always say I was born in New York, but Toledo raised me. I was born mm-hmm. in Brooklyn, you know, but bred in Toledo. So I'm just really grateful that, you know, you even see me as that person because you do have parents, you do have teachers.
Yeah.
And then here I am. I feel like I'm the random, but
I was raised super. My parents have always been super supportive of every endeavor that I've been doing. But especially when it comes to like academically, our school is super like science and math based. There is outlets for creativity, but not as many as I would like. So Monique really gave me that creative outlet to explore different parts of myself, which was just so insanely helpful. And it's truly made me, like, learn more about myself.
So now you're in your senior year of high school.
Yes.
About to graduate. I know you just went to France, right?
I did.
And how long was that?
That was 10 days. I went to the south of France, Nice and Aix-en-Provence, and then I went to Paris.
And how did you get that opportunity?
Through Ottawa Hills High School. Every other year, they take the juniors and seniors on Agora, which is trips abroad. Or you have the option to stay home. But I know a lot of my friends and I have been planning on going abroad since we were in elementary school. And I'm extremely blessed and grateful that I got the opportunity to go. It is not cheap. So I'm super grateful.
And I think your French teacher once told me that you're like one of her top students. Is that true or no?
No, I don't take French.
Okay, what do you take?
I don't take a language, but okay. I take a lot of like extra help classes.
But the French teacher does like you though, because
yeah, she
okay,
does.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
I was like, did I make that up? So I, you know, just watching you, you know, become this wonderful woman who I know is going to inspire many. What are you planning on studying in college? Because I think you committed to the University of Toledo.
I did. I committed to University of Toledo. I just love Toledo, and I'm not ready to leave yet.
Okay. What do you want to study?
I'm going to start marketing next year, and I'm really excited. Maybe on a pre-law track. I think with, you know, everything in the world right now, we need more young advocates and speakers. So I think that would be a great thing to get into. And my mother's also a lawyer, so she can definitely help me with that.
Oh, definitely. Well, we definitely appreciate you with your brilliant mind and, you know, dedicating your future to Toledo because we want our young people to stay. If you had to give your peers any advice, you know, what would you say to them right now?
I would say, especially in the time we're in right now, don't shy away from social change and just be unapologetically yourself every step of the way. This world is crazy and everyone is different, unique. Everyone's going through something. So just stay true to yourself. Be the change that you want to see. What you're not changing, you're choosing. I always say, show the world what you got, you know?
That is some good advice. Well, we really, really appreciate you. And I'm glad you joined me today. I did call you like super last minute, but you were ready because, you know, you were made for this.
I'm always here.
Well, thank you again. And we look forward to seeing what you do in the next couple years for our city.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you everyone for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.